After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's The Real Housewives of Orange County After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Real Housewives of Orange County After Show.
He hates this song.
I don't know, I'm not very expressive when it comes to this.
Yeah, it's a little throwback, but yeah, it's appropriate.
I think it fits the episode nicely.
Yep.
Welcome, everyone, to the after show for The Real Housewives of Orange County here on AfterBuzz TV. My name is Grant Rutter, and with me tonight,
I'm Courtney Tezano.
Thank you for joining us for Season 9, Episode 12, The Real Housewives of Orange County, La Bamba.
All right.
Ooh, perfectly timed.
And it's going to keep going. Phil, he likes the song. He knows we hate it.
I'm not hating on it. It's all right. All right. We were in Mexico, and then we were in Orange County, and there were enough drama in both to fill the show with a lot of discussion.
Definitely.
So I know you are a fresh perspective, so I want to get your thoughts on these women and the direction of the show, and are you finding it entertaining? It started off pretty slow, but it seems to be picking up. What do you think?
It definitely picked up. I really love the dynamic of Shannon and Vicky. That was the main focus this episode. Some of the other ladies, I didn't get to see that much from them, but I think Shannon and Vicky really built some trust this episode, which is great.
Mm-hmm. They definitely built their relationship. While Heather is building her family, they were discussing at this dinner. I think she has enough family. They were at this dinner.
Oh, yeah.
And they couldn't all sit at the table, and apparently one of them, the youngest, Coco, I guess, was her name. She wasn't really trained to go out to restaurants, and she was under the table. Could you imagine going under the table as a kid?
No. We talked about that. My mother or father would have had a fit. We would not be in the restaurant anymore.
No, that girl's under a table at a public restaurant after eating, during eating, with their hands on the ground where people's feet have been up for who knows how long.
So unsanitary. Like I was saying, like that's a very romantic date, like dinner with the kids and they're just going nuts. That's crazy.
And they were just like, oh, she's not ready for restaurants. So they, like, let them go. The nanny came in, and that was
it. And that's it. Like, okay, it's time to go. What would your parents do?
Well, first of all, if she's not ready for restaurants, then you have to grab the kid and be like, what the hell are you doing? Sit up straight. Don't go under there. I mean, I remember my mother would be like, what are you doing under there? Get away from there. You don't touch under the table. Like,
exactly.
How are you supposed to learn?
You have to train them. I remember a time my dad actually left me. I had a fit in Kroger's, which is a grocery store, and I screamed on the ground, and he left me. And then a crazy lady came beside me and started screaming on the ground with me, and I learned my lesson.
Oh, so Lord. You know, where was this?
This was back in Texas.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, you learn.
Yeah. I mean, so I don't know. I mean, she is young. I'll give her that. But I mean, you know, you got to learn.
You can't give him too much leeway.
Right. So Heather has this idea that she just wants to just drop. That I have a hard time believing that hasn't been previously discussed, but she wants to get dogs. Not one, but two for the family, making them a family of eight now. Now, keep in mind, this is somebody who has in a transitional home because they're building a new mega mansion in Newport Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, like, their whole life probably isn't there. I mean, I lived like that for a short period of time where you have a lot of stuff in storage and, like, you're building and what are you going to do, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't really have everything. Your life isn't really your life at that time. It's a transitional period. I think it's silly.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
To add the dogs. What do you think?
I don't think having dogs is a good transition at all. I mean, she just said her youngest child finished potty training. And now you're going to have to poop train them? No, I don't think that's a good transition. I think we need to wait until they're a little older, a little bit more mature, and able to handle themselves in a restaurant. And then maybe add on dogs.
Well, not only that, the week before, we saw that Heather and her husband hired a personal chef in their kitchen. So, because Heather wanted to have more time to do other things. So, no, I mean, whatever time they had is totally lost now to these dogs. And my question is, they are so fancy. I'm wondering if this new chef is going to have to be cooking for the two dogs now.
Oh, definitely. I mean, the dogs have to eat. There's no way that they're going to starve, especially with all the money they have.
Right.
So I don't think it was a good idea. Yes, they were saying, oh, they're rescue dogs, and that's wonderful. All dogs need a home. But I don't think that that's the greatest home to start off in.
I mean, Heather really tried to drive home that her kids know about rescue animals and that she believes in that, but it's just not going to happen this time because they need hypoallergenic dogs. Okay, I understand that. I'm not going to hate on her for it at all. I mean, I'm all for rescuing, and I think it's super important.
Yeah, I have a rescue dog.
I see where she's coming from. Are you okay? Somebody out there is going to be angry at her for not rescuing. What do you think? Are you okay with her decision?
I'm okay with it, not just because of the hypoallergenic thing, but I think they're not ready. So I think it was the wisest decision for the family in general. Right. I think when they're, like I said, a little bit more mature, able to handle some puppies, then okay, rescue some animals. Mm-hmm. But I really don't think that they're going to have the best environment.
Right.
So
it's interesting now how not rescuing is so looked down upon that you need to go out of your way to like she said, make a big donation or you know, educate our children, because it really, I mean, you know, that's what you should be doing.
So what are you thinking? Are you thinking they should go ahead and rescue now and then?
No, I don't think they need, I don't think so, only because she did bring her kids into it that they are very allergetic.
Yeah.
You know, so they need to have that. And if that's what works for them, then, you know, they're entitled to that.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, in real life, I'm all for, you know, in my life and my friends and family, I'm all for rescuing, for sure. I mean, I've been to those shelters and done reports on all of that and been there in person and saw all the great animals that, you know, really need
that. A home, yeah.
So, big believer in that. Anyway, Heather and her family of eight, good luck.
That's all we can wish them is good luck.
So, meanwhile, another person looking to expand their family is Tamara. We saw her with this electronic baby for the last few episodes, which I wasn't into from the beginning. I think that show kind of, like, ran its course. Did you have that in high school where, like, girls would have to carry those babies around and stuff?
I didn't have it, but I always saw it on TV, and I didn't get it. I was like, this is not really going to teach you how to take care of a child. You have to have a living, breathing baby to understand how it is to take care of a child.
I mean, it seems like an obligation. I don't know how long they had this child for, but I guess it was like he only worked with the baby like half of what she did.
Exactly.
But I mean, who knows how often it goes off.
Yeah, but I don't think that that's uncommon. I think a lot of times the mother is going to take care of the child a little bit more, but I don't think that Tamara should be the mom to take care of the child all the time. So I get it.
Right. I mean, especially like, and I'm sure that company sees the divide between male and female, you know, involvement, because the men aren't really going to go and pick up this, you know, this doll.
Yeah, they're going to let the baby cry a little longer.
I mean, if this was like their son or daughter, then, you know, new dads, they'd be more into it, I think. So, I mean, you know, there's really no pride. Mm-hmm. But this just, that really, I mean, they shipped him off in a box.
Exactly. So it's like, I don't have to, it'll be fine if I don't grab it. So I think that's the the robot baby was a nice test run, but I don't think it. I think if they had a real baby, they would be a little bit more commitment to it. So
Astro is off the show.
Yeah.
Now, basically, Eddie is not really into having a baby. He feels like, you know, it's too much work, and he would rather do other things. He seems really focused with that business that they have, and I don't blame him. I mean, he's a man of a certain age, not saying he's old by any means. He's younger than her for sure, but that's his prerogative, and I agree with Vicky. I think Tamara has her four kids, and that should be it.
I think it should be it, too. I understand that they want to see what their child would look like. I get that. But you're also going to be a lot older raising a baby. I don't think that's ideal. They've already really gotten into their careers. I think having that business together is the best thing that they could do as a unit.
Well, I'm curious what our listeners and viewers have to say. Because we've been going back and forth about this. Does Tamara really need this baby? Because she is going through this huge custody battle with her ex-husband. She's got her older son, Ryan. At this point, four children. Does she really need another one with Eddie? What do you think? Rate and comment and tell us, because I'm curious what other people think. I personally think she's good, but I mean, I don't know her personally.
Yeah,
you know, it's her prerogative, I think she's good. What do you think? Let us know. Tamara and her Cut Fitness studio, apparently this big money going down with the floor, $30,000 in damage. Was that it?
Yeah, it was $30,000, which she called a mistake, is what it, yeah, so that's really riding on her husband and I guess her son now.
Right, so tell us what exactly was the mistake.
The mistake was basically, I think there was something going on with the flooring where... I don't know, like
they were dropping weights.
Yeah, they were dropping weights and it ruined the floor, and now like they have to completely get things done in a short period of time. I think one person said a day, and I don't think that can be done. So yes, it was a huge mistake, and I don't know how they're going to recover from that without opening and then doing construction while they have business. So that'll be something to deal with.
Mm-hmm. That is very expensive, especially for a new business. And they're like getting ready to celebrate their 1-year anniversary, and they already have this huge major expense, which I'm sure that they're still probably paying off the initial setup.
Oh, yeah.
What was interesting to me was they mentioned that they're checking up on the membership stats and if people were joining and if they think it's too expensive. Last summer, I went down to Orange County for the hell of it with my friend, and we went and found Cut Fitness because we were kind of in the area.
Oh, wow.
So I was curious. You know, being a super fan, I had to check out this place. And they were closed because it was like Sunday late afternoon. I mean, I always do everything late in the day anyway.
Exactly.
And it was interesting because it was really in like an office park setting across from where Vicky's office is. So to me, it's definitely more of a place that you would go if you worked in the area. And things in Orange County are a little different than LA or a major city where it's more spread out and there's plenty of parking and stuff like that so people could commute there. But it wasn't really like across from like a major mall or on like a major intersection.
So it really wouldn't bring that much traffic, you're thinking?
I don't think so. I mean, it would definitely, I think people would have to seek that place out. Now, I don't live in that area of Orange County. But I just don't see that area really being, like, it wasn't a very densely populated area.
Right.
There were, you know, the gated communities around and everything, but let me put it this way. It was not a place that somebody could walk to.
Okay.
You know, so it's not like a neighborhood, like, you know, strip
community
mall.
Community feel.
Right.
So they really would have to build a nice client book and keep those clients. So I get why they're talking about those membership things, because I don't think that they're not going to have that many people just coming in as walk-ins. So.
Right. So, I mean, I hear businesses doing well, and when we were there, we were looking up the reviews, and the reviews were very high.
Oh,
like
good.
People, so, I mean, you know, supposedly.
Okay,
you know,
well, then somebody's referring someone.
Right, yeah. So I don't really worry too much for those two. I think they've got a good thing going there, and they both seem super committed. And I think that should replace the baby in a way. I mean, that's their shared project.
That's exactly what I was thinking. She has her four kids, and this can be their baby.
Right, right. Somebody else was a project, whether we care or not.
poor honey.
Is Lizzie. We have heard about these swimsuits.
Yeah.
We've seen them. We saw there was a rendering a few weeks ago that I was throwing shade at because it looked like something a 6-year-old, like if someone said like in like second grade or first grade, like draw a swimsuit, it kind of looked like that.
No, it can't be that bad. I have to go back and look at that. I love the name though.
Yeah.
Sun Kitten is super cute and like super sexy, and her model she was on
hot.
We're not going to really focus on Lizzie much, but Maybelline was hot. Yeah. And she's a former Miss California USA, so.
So that's her claim. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Miss California USA 2013.
She is beautiful.
She's absolutely stunning.
I mean, it looks like all those swimsuits are made for her.
Exactly. But anyone else, I don't think they would fit that well.
Right, right. This woman who ran this place, they were at over at Molly Brown Swimwear, and it looks like it was Laguna to me. I'm not totally sure, but this place seemed like one of those little like hoity-toity shops where you go and you buy a bikini, and it's like, you know, $150 minimum.
Oh man!
Do you think? I don't know. I haven't been there.
No, where we saw it, I would definitely agree.
Yeah,
and I don't know if her. I mean, at the end, we didn't really get a final decision on if her stuff is going to be able to be sold there, but I don't know. I'm kind of iffy on that.
Well, I look at it like this from more of like a production side. You've got a camera crew there. If sign releases, there might be a permit involved. You've got this on this show that takes place in Orange County. You've got a housewife in your store. For that exposure alone, because I've never heard of Molly Brown Swimwear, and now here we are talking about it. You know, for that exposure alone, and the fact that someone interested in the middle of summer might stop in to want to see their favorite housewife's line, and you get foot traffic. Why wouldn't
that,
you allow?
That is a great point. So they're going to get exposure for their shop.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's a good prediction.
Yeah. I mean, even if you pick up like half the line, I'm not telling you, but, you know, like put in like three or four.
A few of the nice pieces.
Yeah.
Her butt looked great in that one. Yeah. But if they pick up some of the scrunch bathing suits, then we're on point.
It was tricky editing because they made it sound like she had all padding in her bathing suits. And they're like, oh, our customers don't want padding. And then, it came back and she's like, oh, good, because we don't have any. So
yeah. Okay, great.
It all worked out. And I didn't think so. I mean, so I really wish the best for her. We'll see. Coming up in predictions, I have more thoughts on that. But that was really it. I mean, what do you think of Lizzie? I personally am underwhelmed by her. And a commenter on YouTube last week said that she's basically an afterthought to the show. And I agree.
Well, I think it's because she doesn't have a true, from what I'm seeing, because I'm a newbie, she doesn't seem to have a real connection with the other ladies that ties in. It's kind of like, oh, all the other ladies are having conflict, or oh, they're trusting each other, or whatever the case is. And then she's like, oh, I'm promoting myself, or oh, you know, this is my new venture. But how does it tie in?
Yeah.
So yeah, I could agree, but I don't want to completely agree with the YouTube commenter. I'm like, no, I don't want to. Not just yet.
Okay. Yeah. So the jury's still out. You're still gonna.
Yeah. She's a bit of a diva. But she is a good diva. I don't know. Right. I like that she's a businesswoman.
Right. I mean, they're trying to integrate her more. She had that lunch with Heather, and they talked about their proposal stories. I don't know. I mean, to me, that it's nice and it's character building, but it's not very interesting.
Yeah.
I need to see a more action.
Maybe we'll get one episode where we see more about Lizzie.
Right. Yeah. It's been a lot of back and forth with her. The action, I guess, in this episode is happening down in Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's where everyone, these two couples are, Shannon and David, and we see Brooks again with Vicky. And Vicky's down there to only have a good time. And you are getting such a kick out of her.
I love Vicky. She's a hoot. Like, she knows how to have fun. So she really entertained me this whole episode.
She was good. She really wants to kind of give her a little advice and help to this the marital problems of Shannon and David.
Yeah.
She's been there herself, especially with Dawn. We saw a lot of flashbacks in this episode. Did you notice that?
Oh, yeah.
Between her, and we didn't really necessarily see her and Dawn, but there were flashbacks to her relationship with Tamara and Brooks' relationship with Tamara, and then Tamara and her ex-husband. It's interesting. I mean, that's what's so great about The Real Housewives in Orange County specifically, because you can pull from so much. This is the 9th season.
Yeah.
So that's definitely a soap opera, like, facet, you know, which I like, because that's, like, I love the background in all these shows is in soaps.
I love that they give you that backstory on things, because now you understand why they're complaining towards each other, or whatever's happening now, it has so much relevance to the past.
Right, and these women can really give advice and really comment on other people's situations, because they've been there.
Been there, done that.
So, I mean, we've got Tamara, who's been married and divorced, and then Vicky has been married and divorced twice. So they can speak on it.
Let's hope that Shannon and David don't go down that path.
Right. Though. I have changed opinion on them this episode.
Oh, what were you thinking last week?
Well, I really kind of thought they were done. But, we'll get to that. So Shannon is super emotional, as usual. Mm-hmm. And coming back, she came back to the table after she pulled David outside and was just kind of like, everyone's talking about us. Everyone's talking about our divorce. Or not divorce, but like their marital separation problems. Yeah. And I mean, unfortunately, all the people that are talking about her are all the people that she doesn't really want to have any information about her.
But, which I thought was very, I don't know, it's hard to trust anyone these days. And I thought that that was a very grimy move from Tamara. She just should keep her mouth shut because she just opened up a whole new can of worms that could potentially hurt their marriage, which I didn't like at all.
Right.
What are you thinking about them?
Well, I'll get into that. I think that they have a lot of work to do.
Okay. I would have to agree. Yeah. But let's save that one.
Yeah. And then, interestingly enough, Brooks, Vicky's boyfriend, who's his integrity has been questioned for multiple seasons now, when Shannon came back to the table and was like, okay, we need to kind of, like, work on a few things. I need to, like, take a breath. He toasted them and said, our past doesn't define our future. Well, interesting. Look who's talking. Someone who's been judged so harshly on his past. Mm. And that's why Tamara has had so much trouble with him. And people, especially the press, has thrown Brooks' past in his face. So a very fitting comment, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Very ironic.
Mm-hmm. So drunk Vicky was kissing Brooks at this club, Andelys, which to me looked like a cheap place.
It looked really cheap. I was just saying to myself, like, why are they not at a lounge? Or, like, you're kind of up there. There's no need to be at the Country Western Bar. There's just no need.
Well, it looked like a Fiesta Cantina, a place in West Hollywood to me, with just, like an imitation bar of, like a cantina, you know?
Yeah,
like,
it was very, even, just shouldn't be there.
Even Brooks said the tequila isn't very good. So, I mean, if you're going to go away, I expect, you know, high dining.
Yeah,
I really do.
I do as well.
Because you go to a dive bar anywhere, I want to see, you know, where do people go? You know, where's the spot?
They just went to the spot that you just walk down the street and see that everyone goes to.
Well, Vicky was there last year, and she danced on the bar then, too. So this is, like, her spot. This is, like, her place to go. I think this is, like, what, like, we all have that one place, you know, where we kind of let our hair down and let it, like, loose and we're comfortable there. And then
I think Vicky has a couple of places where she lets her hair loose.
That's true. What else went on that night? Not really. Andelys was cheap. And I didn't really care for that. That was it. But then the next day, Shannon seemed, like, really tired. This is probably a big night out for her. So she kind of wanted to take a nap. But they all got on these horses and went for a little stroll. What do you think?
I mean, I would love to go horseback riding, even though I'm from Texas and everyone stereotypes us and says we have horses. That seems so cool. I don't think that really helped much for the weekend. I don't think it was the type of thing they needed to do on the trip, but I thought it was kind of cool.
What would you have rather seen them do?
Maybe something like water rafting, something exciting.
More exciting?
Yeah, something more exciting.
I get that.
So they can have a story at least, because horseback riding, it's very calm and like, oh, if your horse poops or something, then all right, that's something exciting. But other than that, I'm like, it wasn't that exciting.
Yeah. I mean, even they said, like, oh, the horse wants to drink. I'm like, okay. Like, who cares?
You're doing enough drinking. I think do something exciting when you're in Mexico.
Right. Well, Shannon was very thankful for the lunch that Vicky set up, which I thought was sweet. A very private lunch, which turned very dramatic. Shannon noticed that David's been drinking more and he had this new cocktail, and she mentioned that she just wanted to point out that he was having an interest in a new cocktail. But then she goes on to say that she wasn't recognizing him anymore. I don't know if this was because of the drinking or they just aren't, like, they're just totally not connected or both. But that was where, like, the commentary and the root of the problem started, was she had to make a comment that he was drinking this tequila in the previous episode.
He got very snappy with her. And I honestly think it was a mix. I think she was a bit hormonal, and the fact that things were not going the way that she wanted them to, and anything he said was really going to set her off. So I think it was a mix of both of those things with their marriage not being well, and it could be he was being a new person.
Right. Maybe. I mean, you have to think about it. She jumps on him for a lot of things. After a while, if you always know it's coming, you always know a comment is coming. I wonder if you just get immune to it. At that point, you just, like, let her talk. And you just kind of just, you do things innately to kind of piss the other person off. Because it's just like, I can do nothing right. you know, if I enjoy this drink, I'm going to hear a comment. If I don't enjoy this drink, I'm going to hear another comment for something else. So I might as well just let loose and have a little bit of fun.
I think he just had enough. Like he was saying in their conversation, he just wants to be happy. And I think he just wants something new.
Right.
So, I mean, let him have his drink, his new drink, and don't comment on it. I think they need to work on their communication.
Right. Well, that's what surprises me every week is that these two are never afraid to get into it in front of other people, especially if on camera. They're totally fine with it. I mean, imagine what must go on, you know?
Yeah. At home.
Too comfortable.
I couldn't imagine. I would never in public be able to have an argument with someone. We have to go in a private area. If a little gets out, that's fine. Yeah. But their whole lives got out.
Right, yeah.
So it's kind of...
I don't know. I mean, I've never been married, but I'd like to play it with the cameras. But then again, like a marriage, on camera, especially in reality, they don't end well.
No.
I mean, there's so many have been claimed. I mean, look at this show alone. We just said who is married twice.
How many divorces,
So, I don't know. I can't really speak to that. David seems to me to really feel the pressure to provide. They've got a big house, 3 kids. He seems that he even mentioned it. I mean, he really seems stressed out with that, and that's the root of his problem. He says, I just want you to be happy, to his wife. And I feel that he's just really stressed, and he doesn't know, like, that's his life is providing for them, and who knows what his business problems are. You know, I mean, he might be under a lot of pressure.
But when he says, "I want you to be happy," I was on Shannon's side where it's like I'm not happy with you, or even he was like saying that I want to be happy and that there's some areas that he needs to work on or she needs to work on to make him happy. I don't think it was so much like, oh, I'm a provider, this and the other. I think he's just not happy, and he's saying that to her to comfort her. I don't know.
Okay, I think that, like, where he's coming from is, like, he's just, like, his life is providing and trying to have to keep up this lifestyle, and that's where he's focused all his energy to. So that's why he works all these hours, and they only see each other when they're cooking dinner with the kids.
Yeah.
I think that's where I'm coming from with, like, his perspective, because what was so interesting and great about this emotional lunch they shared was this was the first time we really could see David's perspective on the relationship, because we've only heard her complain about him, complain about her marriage, cry about her relationship with him to all the other women. And he really kind of just stood around and didn't really do much of anything. So now it's time for us to hear.
So this is kind of his breaking point.
And my prediction earlier was that he was going to talk about this with Brooks, and the two women were going to go off together, and then the two men were going to go off together. But we didn't really have this.
I'm glad that didn't happen. Yeah. I'm glad they were mature about this.
Yeah. I mean, that's such a reality show move. You know, like, tell me about your marriage. Well, and then the cut in between the husband and wife, you know. So at least this one, that they needed to have this talk. And Shannon mentioned in the past that in the previous episode, they don't really talk. And something will happen and something will blow up, and then they don't discuss it. So they never work out the problem. But what was interesting about this was that David mentioned from the start, do you want to talk about last night?
And that was a great head-on question. Mm-hmm. I mean, they didn't really beat around the bush on that one. So I think having that very emotional thing, I think that's going to be great for their marriage.
Yeah.
I mean, it could go downhill if too many people get involved, but I think having that contact with one another where it's very personal, I think that's going to be the thing that starts the healing process.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that Shannon needs to work on herself, that she's not happy with herself?
I don't think she's happy with herself, because I mean, when you are happy with yourself, you don't need confirmation from everyone else. And she's constantly going to everyone. I understand she's going through a lot, but when you're truly happy with yourself, you're good on your own.
Yeah.
And I think she really needs to rebuild. So
right. I think so, too. I hate to say that because I'm a Shannon fan, and I hate to see her be, you know, downtrodden and insecure in herself, especially to be that and discover that on a reality show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's tough. You know, I mean, she went on and she's spoken in interviews that she really wanted to do the show so she could look back at herself, look at her flaws and fix them, but really be the most authentic self she can be.
Mm-hmm.
And when you really go into something like that and you realize that maybe you have a lot more work to do than you thought on yourself, that's tough.
Yeah. One of the best things someone ever told me was that others bring out the dysfunction in yourself.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's awesome when you, not awesome, it's kind of a rough patch, so it's like awesome and not so great when you're going through it, but I think they're bringing the dysfunction out of each other, and trying to work through that is kind of hard.
Right.
So again, I just want them to stick to it, don't bring too many people into the situation, and just work on themselves and work on their marriage.
Do you think their marriage is savable?
I think
salvageable.
I think it can be salvaged. I think it's going to take time. I don't think a trip to Mexico or another trip or I think it's going to take maybe a few years because, you know, they're so focused on being parents and their kids and the needs of others that they're not focusing on what they need to do for each other.
Yeah.
So I think maybe going on a couple more dates or just spending some time together will help with that.
Yeah, I mean, I think the communication is the problem.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think they want different things. I think they want the same thing. But they just are two completely different people who are in two different spaces. I mean, literally, in different rooms at the end of the day. So there's a lot
of
work to
be done.
It's
got to
be
tough to be married to someone so long and you're not sleeping in the same room.
Yeah.
It's like we're already separated. Ugh.
She says week after week that she really wants it. She really wants this. But I'm just wondering, like, I don't know. Like, I mean, he doesn't seem totally against it. You know, he doesn't seem totally like I'm not interested and checked out. So I'm wondering if it's a lot of chatter and not a lot of action.
He was saying that. He was saying that it's not a lot of action from her. Mm-hmm. But I want to see, you know, you have to put some action in as well.
Right.
So what do you think each of them needs to do? Let's start with Shannon. What do you think she needs to do to, you know, make her man happier?
Oh, Lord. I don't know. I mean, luckily I'm not in her shoes. I've never been married. I don't know the work that goes into marriage, but they need to spend more time together and they need to make a conscious effort to be in each other's circles and to be like reconnecting versus like, cause what they're doing isn't working.
It's very surface level.
Yeah.
Like
you think it's salvageable. I'm beginning to think it is too, because now that I've seen his side of it, he had that conversation. He wasn't avoiding it. He brought it up. He mentioned things that we were probably all thinking with regards to Shannon and stuff with her personality and how she needs to kind of work on herself. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of work to be done. I think, in my opinion, there's more work to be done on the marriage than Shannon needs to do on herself.
I agree.
I think that they just need to get that going, and Shannon can do both. I don't think she needs to really necessarily work on herself before she works on him.
I think it can be done simultaneously.
Yeah. I mean, I think in this case, it has to. Because I can't say time isn't on their side, but, they've got three kids there.
Yeah.
And you need to, if you're going to go your separate ways, then if it's inevitable, it's inevitable. But to me, it doesn't seem that way. So get to work.
Exactly.
Hurry up.
I agree. Let's get on it.
Hurry up. Down in Mexico. Also, Vicky mentioned that she has this distrust with Tamara because they went over the story again so many times, how Shannon sat down with Tamara and that basically Tamara betrayed her.
Mm-hmm.
And Shannon really feels like she was betrayed and she let somebody in and that person kind of like made a fool of them and really
I put full confidence in you, and you just let me down completely by letting someone else in when that was, like, so confidential.
Because
when people get that vulnerable with you, that's like, lock it up. Don't tell anyone.
Right.
You can't do that to people.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't see that friendship really. I mean, I see it being a surface-level friendship, but getting that vulnerable again, I don't think Shannon's going to do that.
Right. I just felt bad for Shannon in the past because I knew that Shannon was definitely feeling like she needed someone to confide in, and she did not have that.
Mm-hmm.
And she really thought that this new friend, I put friends in quotations because all these women on these housewives are friends, or we're in the group, my group of girlfriends. And it's just, they're all just reality stars on the show. You can't be that open. So I've said this over and over and over. Vicky took kind of like my opinion. It was basically like, wow, that was really lousy for both of them to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Any other thoughts on Mexico before we flash? Back to Orange County?
Let's flash back to Orange County.
So now Tamara's coming in, catching up with Vicky about this Mexico trip, and Vicky kind of let her know, like, you both are wrong. And
I said it too. Yeah. I thought that was complete betrayal. Like, I consider them like, you're like gossip girls. Like, you're too old for that. There's no need for any of that. Like, one person comes to you, just keep it between you and that person. It's simple. It's so simple, and it's so hard at the same time for people to do.
Right. I think when Heather and Vicky talk, it's going to be interesting because both of them are so, they don't change their minds, you know? Both of them feel so strongly one way that I don't think that whatever Vicky tells Heather and Heather tells Vicky is not going to change anyone's opinion.
Mm-mm.
So it's going to be interesting to see that dynamic when that plays out coming up in the following week. But I don't know. I kind of, and I know a lot of our commenters really are not really feeling Tamara this season. And I think I'm looking at Tamara and I want to believe, and it sounds good, and I would probably do this myself. It sounds good that she's like, I just want to talk to Heather and tell her, like, look, Shan's going through a really tough time. Mm-hmm. She just got an email from her husband. Like, she's just like, cut her some slack. Like, I can understand that spin, mm-hmm. but I just don't believe that it was that much of a caring spin. That it was, I really don't, I think it kind of like came up in the middle of, you know, she's going through a tough time, and let me tell you, I mean, it's just like, she got an email from her husband, can you believe that? Like, it was probably more like that.
It was. I don't think she just blatantly spewed her business. I don't think it was that, but
I think it was a little bit of both.
Yeah, I don't think you could have told that last part. You could have said, she's mm-hmm. going through a tough time. Leave it at that. If she asks any more questions, it's kind of between me and her.
Mm-hmm. What's interesting is Heather was on Watch What Happens Live, and a caller asked her, like, do you regret throwing Shannon out of your house? Like, you were really rude to her. And she basically said, like, if I had known what she was going through and the headspace that she was in, I would have handled the situation differently. So that's kind of a real, like, like, you know, vanilla answer.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. Like, that's typical. Okay, that's a safe answer.
Safe answer. Any other thoughts on those two, Vicky and Tamara specifically?
Tamara, I don't know. I mean, like they said, Tamara can't be trusted. And it's I think, who said it? Let's wait. Vicky said it. Yeah, she really can't be trusted. I mean, she's just going to have to find a separate group of friends to talk to about this because no one's going to tell her anything anymore.
I didn't know Vicky felt that way because Vicky and Tamara definitely had a falling out, but it seemed that they had patched up that relationship. But I don't blame her in a way for not really fully accepting Tamara. Open arms. Totally with the, you know, the trust of the Lord, you know?
She's not going to tell her anything about Brooks. I mean, they've gone down that road before, so I don't think she can trust her.
So interesting. Well, let's do some news and gossip. Real quick.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right. Well, Shannon took to her Bravo blog, and she had some things to say. She had to get into a few things, excuse me. She writes specifically to this last episode that we're covering. She says, I don't like that I have been complaining to my husband about spending time with me. I feel as though we are roommates and I want so much more. David tells me that he is tired of hearing that I want more time with him. If I didn't point it out, nothing has changed. So I thought if I kept reminding him, he would finally respond. As you heard, my complaining only made him withdraw more. Mm. So I think that really gets to the root of that conversation they had at that lunch, where she was just trying. She was almost just giving too much. I don't know if she's giving too much of herself, maybe coming out too strong.
And we're talking about Shannon.
Shannon.
Yeah, she was coming on a bit strong. I think she has to approach that very, very lightly. I think she came on too heavy. You can't put it all out. You have to find that one person, maybe her mom, or maybe
that's what I said a few weeks ago.
Go to your mom when you're having something that you need to go into that much detail about, but I think you have to just tread lightly with a lot of people.
She wrote this on her Bravo blog and said that she, while she was writing this, she was on a one-on-one trip in Hawaii with her husband. So it sounds like they're working.
Okay.
Interesting.
I like that. So the trips are working. Maybe a few dates and more trips will help.
Yeah. I mean, good for them. Yeah. They're doing it. Vicky revealed on her Facebook on July 4th that her daughter Brianna had her second child, a son. So congratulations to them. Woo. And we saw the gender reveal party. So we're a little invested in this this baby. Also in the world of Vicky on today.com, Vicky has revealed that she is selling her 5-bedroom, 6-bath home in a guarded, gated Coto de Casa. So
I wish I could get
that
one.
Beautiful home, her home is listed at a price of $2.899 million. And interestingly enough, her dining room table in her house was given to her by former house husband Slade, which is odd since they didn't get along. But that house, for only $2.899, I mean, you know, can we start like a little Kickstarter fund?
You
can
do
a show from there.
Let's go get that
one. I mean, complete with a grotto, all those bedrooms.
I bet it's gorgeous.
Yeah. I mean, her daughter is in Oklahoma now, and her son, I guess, is still in San Diego. So why does she need this huge home? But damn, and that home is like a work of art. Like, it's going to be hard. It was up for sale once before, and she took it down, and she renovated it. And now, I think with her daughter being away and her two grandchildren in Oklahoma.
Empty nest feeling.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, I don't really need this anymore. But
just downgrade to something that's a little bit more, you know.
I would hate to see Vicky. I hate to see Vicky leave Coto de Casa because that's where it all started. She was the original. It all started there in Coto. And if she leaves that, no one else is living in Coto anymore. And so that's going to really kind of change. Yeah, it kind of changed the housewife dynamic over there. Let's talk about some predictions, shall we?
Yes.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Right, so our DVR cut off a little bit, so I didn't get to see the whole thing, but there was some quote in there about let's take the doors down that Terry said. It sounds like that Heather and Terry are just being so dramatic. I can't imagine anyone would really, I mean, short of making like a joke, would really put that out there.
What do you think? I don't know.
Would you put it past him?
That's the part I actually like skipped over on that part because once it stopped, I tuned out. So I'm sorry on that one.
I read every last little line I could because I wanted to know for the show, of course. And it looks like that Lizzie is going to get picked up in that store with our swimwear line because she was having this party. I'm sure it was probably a celebratory party for her. So we'll see.
So hopefully that's a congrats going for Lizzie.
Hopefully.
My prediction, I saw Shannon and Tamara. Their confrontation, I think, is going to be a little sticky. I really hope Shannon doesn't kind of lose it going off of emotions. But I could see that really going down south. What are you thinking?
Yeah, about the same. It's going to be interesting because Tamara's going to come in the middle of all these women now with all these opinions. They've heard so much conversation that it's going to kind of converge on her.
Yeah. Do you think they're all going to go against her?
I don't know. I think she'll have... Oh, that's weird. I mean, I think ultimately, like, Vicky will stand up for her, but...
She seems like she's the mediator between everyone. So she probably will tell her more about herself. But then she'll also be the person to, like, comfort her a bit when everyone else is going in on her.
Right. And a prediction also, we saw a little bit of David, Shannon's husband, drunk, and there was a flashback of unforeseen footage, never-before-seen footage at the hoedown party where he was really randy. Can we use that word? Is that still a word?
He was raunchy. I mean, he said, like, spread her legs. Yeah. That's going to come back to bite him, like you said. That was an inappropriate comment.
Supposedly that the Heather and her husband... they're going to call him out about it, and it's going to be like a discussion. Apparently, they're really kind of saving all of that for the reunion episodes, allegedly.
Okay.
Interesting. So, we shall see. We'll have to keep watching, of course.
Yes.
Where can we find you?
You guys can find me at Tesnos on Instagram and Twitter.
And you can find me on Twitter at Grants_Rants. And now on YouTube, I'm doing a little bit of an experiment. Look up Grants Rants Traffic Report. You can see my view on the hot topics of the week. I discussed The View and Kanye, and then just check it out.
Ooh.
So thanks for checking us out. We appreciate it.
Have a great
night. From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.